Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The Apostle John warns us, "Little children, keep yourselves away from idols." 1 John chapter 5, verse 21. In our day and age, this seems to most of us to be a pretty easy thing to do. In the ancient world, there were seemingly idols on every street corner. You had your Baals, Ashtaroth, Molechs, and statues to numerous kings and emperors who demanded your worship and obedience. But no such street corner idols tempt us today. We are far too sophisticated for those sorts of things. But as Martin Luther reminds us in his large catechism, a God means that from which we are to expect all good, and in which we are to take refuge in all distress. So to have a God is nothing other than trusting and believing Him with the heart. I have often said that the confidence and faith of the heart alone makes both God and an idol. I think that Luther's idea that our God is that from which we expect all good is extremely insightful. Most people do not make idols for themselves out of evil things. Most people do not live their lives to bring shame and reproach upon themselves. At least on the surface, most people desire to be seen as respectable, decent citizens. No, for most of us, the struggle comes with making good things our idols. How easy it is to take a blessing from God and make it a god. Families are a gift from God, but how tempting it is to place our spouse or our children in his pole position. Employment can be a blessing, but so many people allow their careers to rule every aspect of their lives. Material possessions may be a wonderful gift from God. However, these things, like houses, cars, holidays, financial security, and the like, often consume us and cause us to worship them instead of God. Pleasure is a wonderful gift of God, but this too may badly be abused. Sexual promiscuity, addiction to pornography, gambling, alcoholism, eating disorders, and much, much more have terrible consequences for so many lives today. Even religion can become an idol. Think of how the scribes and the Pharisees in the New Testament took God's holy law and replaced God with it and other man-made regulations. Matthew 23 gives us a glimpse about how Jesus felt about those people who valued living by the rules more than faith in God. Toward the conclusion of his tirade, Jesus says, "So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Chapter 23, verse 28. I have seen pastors so consumed with making sure that their positions are secure and that their salary gets paid that they bully and manipulate and become economical with the truth. I have seen a pastor be so obsessed by the belief that Christianity is for respectable people only that he ordered a homeless person to leave a worship service. I have seen church members almost come to blows over what color the carpeting should be and literally not care whether their neighbor or their children go to hell. I could go on, but I think it's clear that Christians are not immune from making God's good blessings of ministry, buildings, institutions, traditions, and much more into our God. Please don't get me wrong. There is nothing necessarily or inherently wrong with all of these things. To possess them is not sinful. But if they possess you, then it is sinful. If you look to them for your good and for your refuge, then, my friend, you have an idol. Loving families, high-flying careers, vast material possessions, good health and great pleasure, a vibrant ministry, beautiful church, stellar reputation, and all of our works will one day collapse around us into dust. And when that happens, our idols will be exposed for what they truly are, nothing. Instead, place your trust in Jesus Christ. He will never let you down. His steadfast love and compassion are from everlasting to everlasting. His mercy endures forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is our Savior, and He is our God. Let us pray. O God, you have commanded us to love you above all things, and our neighbor as ourselves. Grant us the Spirit to think and to do what is pleasing in your sight, that our faith in you may never waver, and our love for one another may not falter. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.